Hi, I'm Steve, a developer on the Python Tools team, and I'm here to talk to you about Microsoft Azure, Visual Studio, and Python. So, you probably clicked on this video because you're wondering, why is Microsoft talking about Python? Why do they care about Python, and why should I? What do they know that I don't? Well, we know that Python has had a massive surge in popularity in recent years. We know that Python has a simple syntax, is easy to read and learn, but is powerful enough to drive companies like Netflix and sites like Reddit. We know that Python is used across many domains, from financial analysis to astronomy, industrial automation to the web, and was recently recognized as the most popular teaching language at universities in the United States. And we know that our customers want to use Python to achieve their goals, and we want to support you. Python is an important language for Microsoft Azure, and we're committed to helping Python developers take full advantage of the platform. We already support Python in Azure Websites and Cloud Service, and many of the platform services have easily consumable REST APIs, but we also have cross-platform Python SDKs for service management, Azure Storage, Service Bus, Azure Batch Apps and DocumentDB, with more on the way, including Azure Machine Learning. And regardless of whether you're writing Python for Microsoft Azure or any other platform, we provide the best developer experience in Visual Studio. And that's what this video will show you. To help you be productive as quickly as possible, I'm going to walk you through the first steps of setting up Python tools for Visual Studio and then getting a website running on Microsoft Azure. The first thing you'll need is Visual Studio. If you've already got Professional or higher, great. If not, you can get Visual Studio Express 2013 for web or for Windows Desktop free from visualstudio.com. I'll be using Express for web. Next, you can get Python tools for Visual Studio from our site, pytools.codeplex.com. This is a totally free download, and this site is also where you'll find all of our documentation, links to introductory videos and tutorials, and even all of our source code. Finally, you'll need to get a copy of Python, as we don't include one by default. Our installation page will help you choose the distribution you need, so check that out while you're here. Once everything is installed, the first time you run, we'll start refreshing our IntelliSense database. This is essential for a good experience in the editor, but you don't need to wait for it. The refresh process may take some time and may use a lot of CPU and memory, but we normally only need to do it once. Now, let's get going. I've already got a Python project I was working on outside of Visual Studio, so I just want to import my existing code. I enter my path here, and this app uses the bottle framework, so I want to enable our features specific to that. We also support Django and Flask, and you can customize your web settings later for whatever framework you're using. Now my project is loaded, I can simply hit F5 to confirm that it's working. Something doesn't look right here. We should have two lists of tasks, but they're empty. Back in Visual Studio, I can add a breakpoint here where we're getting the tasks, and then go back and refresh the page. Stepping over this call, it seems like we're getting an empty list back. If I go back to the call and step in, we can see why. Looks like someone didn't quite finish his job. I guess we'll have to do it. I'm keeping the data in Azure Table Storage, so I'll use the Table Service class from the Azure Storage SDK. You can see that we know all about the modules and types in this library and any others you've installed, and we can intelligently filter and select the one that you want based on what you've typed. This code creates an object that will let me access my storage account. Now I can replace this empty list with a query to get all the tasks. Now when I run the app again, we've successfully read the list of tasks from Azure Table Storage. When you publish to websites from Visual Studio, we use a Python virtual environment to deploy any dependencies. A virtual environment is an isolated set of libraries that are just for this project. So it makes it easy to ensure you have the same libraries when you deploy your site as when you're developing it. The libraries we need are listed in a requirements.txt file, which is automatically installed when we create the virtual environment. Now that we have a virtual environment, deploying to Azure websites is as easy as right-clicking the project, publish, configuring the publish profile, and selecting publish. Visual Studio will deploy your project and all the libraries you're using to your site, which is up and running immediately. And that's it. So, if you're already using Python, it's that easy to get going on Microsoft Azure with Visual Studio, or from macOS or Linux using Git deployment. Everything you need is available from these websites. And if web development isn't really your thing, say you're more into science and computation or machine learning, watch this space. We've got some great things coming for you soon.